We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
91.7 FM, Memphis, raised by sound.
What's up, y'all? It's Robbie Grant. It's WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Talkin' Memphis. We're getting set up and going. We got Sean Gonzalez in the studio. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff. Y'all stay tuned. Yeah, it's WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, WYXR.org on the web. This is Robbie Grant. I'm here hosting Talkin' Memphis tonight. I want to do a big shout out. Thank you so much, Chip Washington and Bryn. And shout out to DJ Lola. Sorry about the access today. Miss you, but I appreciate all of them here every week doing a great Real Talk with Chip Washington. And of course, Level Lola before that. Tonight we are talking to one of the Crosstown Arts residency artists. Crosstown Arts has a residency program where every season, spring and fall, they bring in a group of artists, all kinds, musicians, writers, poets, visual artists, and let them just do their thing for, you know, a few months. You know, a lot of them are from out of town, but they get to spend time here in the city, get to spend time here in the building. They get a place to stay, they get a studio, and it's a pretty amazing program. So shout out to all the people at Crosstown Arts and Crosstown Arts Residency that make that happen. But I want to introduce our guest this evening. I met him right when it started a few months ago, Sean Gonzalez. What's up?
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
Yeah. And so Sean is, he's in one of the studio houses because he's That's a right. musician. And you're not from here. You want to tell the folks where you're from and a little bit of your background, how you got here?
Sure thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm Bolivian. My dad's American. He's a painter. He works here in Memphis a lot. And he had shows with Crosstown. He let me know of these opportunities they have for upcoming artists.
Yeah.
And I was like, sounds amazing. I'm going to just apply to it. And here I am. I didn't really know much about Memphis before coming here.
Yeah.
And now that I've spent a couple months here, I can say it's definitely a city soaked in musical history.
Yes.
Some crazy facts that I didn't know about, like Aretha Franklin being from here, or just like the whole Royal Studios entourage.
Oh, yeah.
All of this stuff. It's been really nurturing to my music making in the past couple months, and yeah, super thankful to be here.
That's killer. Yeah, of course, your dad's Kiko Gonzalez, and he works a lot with Mary Jo Karimnia.
That's right.
Of Crosstown Arts residency, former of Crosstown Arts residency, and a great artist in her own right as well.
She is.
Yeah, yeah. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, what is your style? Like, what? How do you approach making music? You know, genres are not really, I'm not a huge fan of putting things in boxes, but
right.
If someone's never heard your music, like, how would they approach it?
Right. I never know how to answer this question either. But it's basically, I'm an artist. I'm a hip-hop artist and producer. I produce somewhat R&B, indie music, and house music-influenced hip-hop. I rap on top of it. I produce the whole thing. And I'd say the instrumentals are, like, not very conventional in the hip-hop genre,
mm-hmm.
but very influenced by these other genres that I'm telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely like sonically unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's different and definitely smooth.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to label it.
That's
correctly.
That's good though. I mean, if people don't know if you're a cellist or what, but you've kind of pointed them in a direction. And you know, going when you were younger, like what are some of your early memories? Like what drew you to do the music you're doing? Was, you know, was it stuff your dad was listening to? Was it like the environment you were in? Talk a little bit about like what brought you to do what you do.
Right. So I started playing guitar when I was 9. My dad was very much into rock and roll those days. I lived in Bolivia still. Didn't have that much hip hop influence in my life. I didn't mm-hmm. know much about it. So I just went to play guitar. As I grew up, I was kind of like, my heart for music, my love for music making was dimming a little bit. And then I got the opportunity to move to Berlin for my studies. That's where I found the love again in music making, and more specifically doing hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I started just rabbit holing into the universe that hip hop is, and really got obsessed with it to the point that I really didn't want to make anything else other than studying it and produce my own, you know?
Yeah. And is it people in Berlin artists or just hip hop in general? I mean, what's the scene like? What was the scene like in Berlin when you were diving deep?
When I was diving deep, I wasn't really going out that much. I was still very young. I was only 18, 19. So I was pretty much rabbit holing on my own, you know?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to hip hop functions or anything. Yeah. But it was those years that were very transformative for me. But what did influence about Berlin is that that's the electronic music mecca of the world.
Yeah.
So I was completely influenced by those textures, the sonic textures specifically, when it came to beat making.
Yeah.
So now I'd say the hip hop that I produce is heavily influenced by electronic music, house components, which is also originated like in Detroit, in Chicago, actually, house music. So it's very different. I mean, not really that different. They have similarities that make it easy for me to intertwine them.
Yeah. Do you bring any of your guitar playing into your music now, or is it all kind of in the, what we say, in the box, in the computer?
Right. I used to produce all of my music very guitar-centric.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, I've drifted away from that and just focus on the computer aspect of it, and synthesizers, that type of stuff.
Yeah. We're talking to Sean Gonzalez. He's part of the Crosstown Arts residency program here at Crosstown Arts. Let's hear a little of your music, and then we'll have a performance a little bit later as well.
Sure,
you want to intro this song of yours, and then we'll play it?
Cool. So, as I was telling you, that was a perfect segue. I'm drifting away of guitar playing and focusing more on synthesizers and computer generated sounds, since my newest album is called Planned Obsolescence, and it's about our reliance on technology and our creed to it to some degree. And part of the conceptual, the sonic concept was to drift away from acoustic sounds and just let it all be computer, so to say.
Okay.
And this next song is called Jesus Christ Was a Coder. So, yeah, you get the vibe.
Let's do it. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. We'll be right back. Sean Gonzalez. This is Sean Gonzalez. Jesus Christ Was a Coder.
Crucified, 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 cr
Okay, okay. That's Sean Gonzalez. Jesus Christ Was a Coder. I'm Robbie Grant. I'm here talking. It's Talking Memphis. I'm here talking with Sean Gonzalez. He's in the Crosstown Arts Residency Program right now. Sean, that was killer.
That was really great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was cool. And are the female vocals, is that someone you know or some samples from?
Those were some samples.
Okay, cool. But that's you rapping. That's you on it. Yeah,
that's me.
That's cool. Do you pretty much perform in English pretty much exclusively, or do you go back and forth? Like, what's your native tongue?
Spanish.
So do you go back and forth?
So right now I'm thinking of starting exclusively in Spanish project. But right now I'm rapping most in English since I'm not living in South America anymore since about 10 years.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm trying to appeal to a larger audience. And also the music, my influences are mostly English rap.
Right.
Like American rap. So yeah, I don't really feel the need to so much, but everybody be telling me all the time, you sound so much better in Spanish, blah, blah, blah. I try. That's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man. So where are you living now? Like, where you're permanent in the States?
So I was living in Berlin
right
until I had some visa issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm half American, right? So I tried moving to New York for a while last year.
Yeah.
And then the opportunity to come to Memphis arise, so I just came.
Cool.
But I think I'm gonna go back to Berlin after this.
Okay. And your father is he back in Bolivia? Or does he live in the States?
Yeah, he lives in Bolivia.
He lives in Bolivia. Okay. Yeah, and how often do you go back and visit your home country?
I try once a year.
Okay.
Summer.
Yeah.
Bolivia summer, right? Which is end of the year.
Right. Yeah. So you're always in constant summer.
I try to.
That's not a bad thing to be. So talk to me about live music. So when you perform live, what does that look like? How is that, what's your approach to live performance?
Right. So like most rappers, it's me and a DJ out there. Some of the times it's just me, cause I'm also a DJ and I like to, kind of make my sets hybrid in the sense that I'd be, playing some records, but then performing my own records. I try to make it as eclectic as possible, taking into account that it's a one-man show, you know?
Yeah.
But it's mostly a DJ and myself rapping.
Cool.
I'm a producer. I play every single instrument you hear on the track, but I wouldn't say I'm an instrumentalist to the point where I can perform the whole song, play it like on time for the whole duration of the song.
Right, so, you're studio musician. Studio playing in the studio.
I like that.
Yeah, cool. Well, you brought a couple tracks. I say we give the people some live performance. Again, I'm Robbie Grant, Talking Memphis. I'm here with Sean Gonzalez. What's your Instagram handle if people want to check you out online? Or how? What's the best way to check you out online?
Right, it's in Instagram at Sean Gonzalez J. That's me.
Okay, cool. And let's intro the song and then we'll just go right into it. Go for it.
Sure. And this next song is the first single of my rollout towards my next album called Planned Obsolescence. It's called Do What You Gotta Do. About the same stuff, dealing with the pain stuff, butchering the frame to paint on canvas, looking for a paintbrush. Ain't no better taste, get some of that paste up. Rags to riches, mad specific. Wanna try, but it's contradicting. Only answer it's a con, and the con's addictive. Prone to deceiving. I flow, but I'm not committed. I stroke, but it's not conceiving. Talking about the same thing, digits on the board, six figures, say one more, go figure, go. Can't condone misfigures, getting more litigious, only want more serious oaths. Only find more egos, trying to satiate a beast with fist, never enough. Packing tension, no release. New song, and I can't believe it. New songs turn the good to evil. You do what you gotta do. mind, give a piece of time, they say. I tell them any other thing but that. They say you really want a piece of ours, peace for hours, no tables for piss and showers. Love's in the air, I'd rather squeeze my pores, seize the force. Find sisters and assists by doors, and the creases might increase my flaws. Any business is on business hours. Raise the space and I pace heavy, taking up the place, but she don't want none of this. No common sense, common sense, 98, ready, effing up the verse, 80, when the shopping crowds, cause the man hate you and me are bound tonight. Love has been abound a while, gravitating to your ground, and the moon to mine, new sun, and I can't believe it, true crown, don't know good from evil.
Yeah, that's Sean Gonzalez live here in the WYXR studios.
Thank you so much.
It was great. Yeah, it was awesome. Tell what was the song? That song DWYGD.
Right. So it's an acronym. It's Do What You Gotta Do.
Do What You Gotta Do.
Yeah. I'm not the best at putting together marketable names. It's a flaw that I have.
So when you what's your process for lyrical content? Like, are you Is it free flowing or are you deliberate? Like, what, how do you write lyrics? Like, that's always a challenge for me as a musician too.
Right. I think writing lyrics for me is the funnest part for sure. I try to always make concept albums. I'm really into that. I'm really into like To Pimp a Butterfly, those kind of records,
mm-hmm.
where everything is like intertwined by themes, right? So I basically think of an album concept. This time it's pretty much technology or reliance on it, planned obsolescence, how when a piece of technology is built, since its inception, it's a program to fail at some point.
Mm.
And I think that can be said of humans and the world too. Like, since we're born, we're meant to die at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I like to explore like our similarities with technology, our reliance on it, the shortening of our attention spans, all that kind of stuff, and everything goes into the lyrics. I try to find themes that I can rap about on all of these songs. Hence, the last song, Jesus Christ, was a coder.
Right. Yeah. And with the prevalence of AI now too, it's just speeding up, it seems like. So
exactly. Yeah. That's one of the themes in another one of the songs. I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty prominent right now in my state of mind of the current state of the music industry,
mm-hmm.
like how the shortening of attention spans is like a danger to the music that I make. I like to make 1 minute intros, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And right now people just don't have the attention span for it.
Yeah.
Even me, like my favorite rapper might drop an album and I'd be like, I'm too lazy to listen to all of it.
The album is like, not dead, but it's definitely a redefined. I mean, like, to sit for, you know, 45 minutes or an hour and listen to just one track, you know, one artist, it's a lot. Most people don't do that. So yeah. It's definitely single bass. And I see that with artists now, you know, being around for a minute, you know, people are releasing singles now, and then there's the album of the singles later. So the album almost is just kind of a collection of the singles.
Exactly. It feels like a playlist more than an album. Right. Even playlists are more cohesive.
I was going to say, I'm like calling it an album, but I'm even out of the times. It's really a playlist, really, just a collected playlist. Well, that was great. Let's do another one. We got another one. Let's intro this one. Does this one have an intro?
Yeah.
All right, well, hold on.
So this one's unreleased. It's called Spotless Mind. Not important, so stuff is badly written, overplaying, not appealing. Their thing is self insulting, their image need consulting. Their makes it self to paint the demons off a stencil. That is bad demeanor. The dreams evaporated, the spawn of growing lately. My dreams is vivid with abroad locations. Half a glass of water that I never ordered. My seeing level rises, you be looking hotter. Had to be the cheap wine and the refills. I'm cruising through this life so fast. It took the sense still to look around, see a sound, feel the image, see a sound, tease a hue, coherent sentence. Big achievements made my life bittersweet. Blurry vision sold my mind. Need the seat of art, need to be where I need, where I'm needed at. Don't know what's the feeling cold. Homesick, I don't see a house, much to so I see a home. So I sing a song, no intimacy, I'd rather be alone. Intimidated by the data aspects of the soul. Young soul, soul to the highest bidder. God forbid, hell's realer than heaven. I've committed way more sins than seven. Fitting ever since, my leverage for blowing smoke like Ivy, nickel plated chrome, red us. They don't know how to get us. Fake deep, preachy prayer, prayers, phones, make us lawsuits. I often pursued, forsook. Nuremberg 2.0 and hell is waiting for you so soon. Blind souls, just a band that you can bind it off. But you don't, good that you're reminding us.
Sean Gonzalez.
Thank you so
much. Spotless Mind here live in the studio, WYXR. Sean Gonzalez, part of the Crosstown Arts Residency. This is Talking Memphis. I'm Robbie, hanging out with Sean for this hour. Man, it was killer.
Thank you so much.
Great job.
Shout out to Julia. She's a Memphian guitar player who I linked up with for this song.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the Crosstown Arts Residency. So have you been to Memphis before with your dad at all? I know he'd been here a bunch.
Yeah. I had been only as a child.
Okay.
I don't really have no recollections of it. But I did come for the residency, and I have to say that I love Memphis so far.
Yeah.
I haven't been much outside the Crosstown perimeter, so to say.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's a big perimeter. Yeah.
But I've gotten to get to know the music scene here, mm-hmm. and the musicians are downright amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's super nice and down to collaborate. I love that. And they're so good, too.
Yeah.
I'm not used to having like that amount of talent around me.
Yeah.
So that was definitely super nice to work with. The residency I can only speak well of.
Right.
They gave me a house, a studio.
Yeah.
So can't really ask for more, you know.
So what's kind of like a typical work day or work, you know, your week? What does that look like here when you're working on stuff?
Wake up at noon. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty much wake up, cook my meal, head to the studio if it's not booked already, because there's demand for the studios, mm-hmm. here. They are amazing, by the way. If you're a musician, they're really affordable. So
yeah,
book them up.
Which studio are you? Just different ones, or the one here? One.
They have some music studios right here in the
building. The ones that are over here on the. Okay, cool. Yeah.
they are very well decorated as well. The vibe is immaculate.
Yeah.
They have pretty much everything I need. Big MIDI keyboard, mm-hmm. like a microphone. That's pretty much all I need.
Yeah.
Good speakers.
So are you, there's also a couple musician houses too, right?
Right. I'm living in one of them.
Okay. So you're living in the house. So you're probably mixing and doing some stuff over there as well. Or
over there, I'm just mainly producing.
Okay. Got it.
I don't really have the setup that I have at the studios here.
Right.
But, I mean, it's great. If I had it all at home, I probably would never leave it. So it's good that I have to outsource it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Well, let's play a few songs. You sent me a playlist of some of your influences as well.
Sure thing.
Let me see. Why don't you tell me what to... I'm just going to pull it up real quick. All right.
Since I arrived in Memphis, I've been listening to... this is not Memphis related, so to say, but it just, it's Denzel Curry. I've been rabbit holing on Denzel Curry a lot, so I wanted to play one of his songs, cool. The Eels.
Cool. Tell me about Denzel Curry. I'm uninitiated.
He's a rapper from Florida. He's one of the SoundCloud rappers that originated in the late 2010s.
Okay.
But I'm not really into that sound that much, but I really like him. I feel like his last album is very towards the direction that I want to kind of head into.
Okay, cool. All right, Denzel Curry, The Ills.
Oh, this is
No. Sorry. There's something. I got my Spotify all weird. That's what I'm playing off of tonight. I'm going to play it in my other one. All right, hold on. Here, how about a little MF Doom while we're waiting? Here we go. All right.
Rap snitches. Telling no
there you
business.
Go. All right, here we go. Denzel Curry.
Arguments. My thoughts are saying my emotions is who started it. My personality always conflicts with other people. The good in me has never been conscious of seeing evil. I could be ferocious in my times of feeling feeble. Sick of life's ills, it could be short for illegal. Common sense of victim to sensory deprivation. The mediator met with it all is in meditation. Lord invited me to stay idly on this left side, so I can write my wrongs in these songs to live and let die. Channeling Notorious, Machiavellian left eye. Son of Ra, speaking no horrors to see who am I. Top of leaders running with demons, cunning and thieving always. Silhouettes surfing and stretching through mental hallways. Demons on my mind, ain't nowhere to hide really. Then 9 minutes later, I'm met with the 9 million. So 9 times out of 10, I'm probably going to hell cause I'm the devil. Which means I sold my soul to myself, shelf all my worst fears in a mason jar glasses. Next to all the dreams and things I ever imagined. Book of magic, Silla Solomon is a talisman. Speak my name in vain, it would be met with some challenges. I devise a way to rise, time to strategize. The purest form of Zeltron made me alkaline. I'm seeing illusions in the pockets of my brain. I use it to find a way to illustrate my pain. Confusion, cause you don't understand the word I'm saying. Forgive me for all I done, cause I be barely praying. The kid inside me always seems to man up. The higher power is within myself, no need to pan up. Believe in ULT the way your child believes in Santa. Manipulate the masses and the media on camera. Black holes and white lights, white noise and black sun. Shadows and bright lights, eclipse back in action. Surrounded by dismay, I display visions of a way for heaven on earth and hell on earth to fight for night and day. Apocalyptic hosts conflict against my optimistic hopes. The ropes around my neck are golden chains for me to choke. My locks reflect the locks and the flames that burn across in my very nation. I walk with my peers surrounded by chalk. Deities in darkness meeting at my dinner table. Deeper than rap, my knife is real, this is my mystic favorite. Played a bad guy just to finish the race first, cause the last guy was nice but he ended up dying of thirst. I'm seeing illusions in the pockets of my brain. I use it, then find a way to illustrate my pain. Confusion, cause you don't understand a word I'm saying. Forgive me for all I done cause I be barely praying. I'm seeing illusions in the pockets of my brain. I use it, then find a way to illustrate my pain. Confusion, cause you don't understand a word I'm saying. Forgive me for all I done cause I be barely praying.
Yeah, it's WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. What was the artist? The artist was Bia 1991.
That's right.
Okay, and the song Screaker.
Screaker.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm here with Sean Gonzalez. I'm Robbie Grant talking Memphis.
Hey,
Sean's a part of the Crosstown Arts Residency Program here. We're playing some of his favorites and just hanging out and talking about the music he loves and the music making process. I don't know anything about this artist, Bia 1991.
Yeah, she's rather unknown. She mixes components of electronic music and R&B that I really like. She's not that well known.
Yeah, it's
here
cool.
Here in the States, I don't think so.
Okay.
She's from Holland, Amsterdam, okay. I think, if I'm not wrong.
Cool. So what are your plans? So you've got the residency and you're working on the new record. What are your plans after the residency?
So I'm going to go 1 month to New York, play some DJ gigs there. Other than that, not much.
Yeah.
Go back to Berlin, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to find a life there.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the life of the musician, the modern musician. Yeah. Very nomad-like.
Yes.
But I embrace that.
Yeah. Yeah. You seem relaxed and that's a big part of it. Just ready to accept what's going to be right in front of you.
Exactly.
And when you're in Berlin, are you performing in Berlin as well? Is it performing, or are you mostly doing DJ gigs, or is it kind of combined, or how does that work?
So I started DJing in the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
when there were no parties available. So we were pretty much throwing our own parties, et cetera, et cetera. And I really liked it. It's because the music that I make is really chill.
Mm-hmm.
It's like rap, introspective rap to lean your head on the window of the bus, you know, while you're driving home, you know, that kind of music. So when I was performing it, I wasn't really feeling people dancing that much, which is not a problem because I don't really dance at concerts either. Mm-hmm. I'm mostly there vibing. But I really wanted to feel that experience of like performing and having the crowd go nuts. So with electronic music, with house music specifically, I could totally do that. And that was so much fun. And now I go back and forth, depending on which gig I can get, right? I can do any of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. You're open for whatever.
Exactly.
Well, let's hear another one of your picks. I've got Mata Hari queued up. You want to play, is it Mata Hari Dreaming of You? Is that right? Is that, the album's Mata Hari.
L'Imperatrice?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they're the one.
Yeah. intro this and we'll play it and be back and talk in just a minute.
Sure. L'Imperatrice is a French group. They produce funk influenced by electronic music as well. Very funky though. They are direct offsprings of Daft Punk, I would say.
Okay.
They're getting really big, also here in the States.
All right, cool. All right.
You do, baby, you gotta know.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Robbie Grant. I'm here. It's Talkin' Memphis. We're talking to Sean Gonzalez. He's in the Crosstown Arts Residency program. He's working on a new album here and just hanging and soaking in Memphis.
That's right.
Yeah. So what's your your technical process? So when you're creating music, what software are you using? And talk to me a little bit about how that works for you.
Right, I use Logic Pro. Mm-hmm. I started doing beats on my iPad, one of those old ass iPads.
Yeah.
With GarageBand on it, and I think that's a great introduction for many musicians, especially me, since I had like a background in guitar playing, so I could just make beats on there. And then I graduated to Logic, which is the same thing but on steroids, basically. And from then on, just took there and kind of ditched the guitar and went more for the synthesizer, the textures. So the way I approach music making is I'm not that well trained musically. Like I can play your progression, I can play many chords, all the scales, but I don't really know all the knowledge that you need in order to be like a prolific musician, so to say. But I do be a great producer in the sense that I'm always looking for textures and arrangements. I love to arrange. So I spend, let's say, 3 hours just looking for chord progression. It could be a two chord progression or like a four or an eight, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then from then on, it's just like fun having time, you know?
Yeah.
Stack tracks on top of tracks, and basically it all being texture things, just weird noises, embrace the weirdness, so to say.
Yeah.
And I have been doing that for the last 7 years, and it's gotten to the peak weirdness, I'd say. And I love that. I love production, especially hip hop, because some of the productions nowadays, most of them are very generic sounding, and I like it when they're weird in some way or another. So, yeah, that's basically my whole process.
Yeah.
Have something, have an idea, have a musical proposal, and weird it out somehow. You know?
And then are you creating like, you know, 10 ideas or 20 ideas and kind of working on them? I'm going to dive into this one. Or do you just focus on like one until it's, you know, almost, you know, pretty much done and then move on? Or are you kind of like working on all of them at the same time?
I'm working on all of them at the same time, kind of.
Yeah.
Painters do the same thing, you know. They are painting a whole series, and they apply paint to one painting, and they have to let it get dry, you know what I mean? So they go on to the next painting. I love to do the same with my songs.
Yeah.
Not I'm very bad at finishing them. Like any artist would tell you, it's easier to just start a new idea.
Yeah.
Finishing ideas is actual work. So, yeah, I'm procrastinating that to the very end. But, yeah, I like to work on all of them, like, at the same time.
Yeah.
Just and then you can really find the cohesiveness, you know, yeah, in the work.
Yeah. And how else, I mean, your dad's a visual artist and a painter, and you just brought that. Are there any other methods that you borrow from that or that influence you in how you make music?
I wish I had the visual art making skills of of some of my family members, but I'm really bad with my hands. So yeah, for me,
but just watching, I mean, you were watching, I mean, just like thinking about how, you know, I'm sure that's something you saw your dad do, like paint, take a break, work on something else. I mean, you know, just in his work ethic. I mean, I'm assuming, you know, that painters have quite, you know, professional, prolific painters have an incredible work ethic.
They do. They only paint all day. To the point they go nuts. It's okay.
And is the other gentleman that was here with that in that show, are you related to him? Is he your cousin? Or?
So this guy, yes, another painter from Argentina called Niño Grande. He's my cousin-in-law.
Cousin-in-law. Okay. Right. Yeah, yeah.
But he's like another son of my dad, you know, yeah, like protege type.
Yeah.
Type relationship.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, so I'm here, Robbie Grant, here with Sean Gonzalez from the Crosstown Arts Residency Program. Sean, it's been a blast hanging out with you. Tell people how they can find you on both Spotify and all the streaming and on Instagram one more time.
Right. I'm on all streaming services as Sean Gonzalez. My Instagram handle is Sean Gonzalez J. I'm on there. Send me a text, whatever.
Cool.
Listen to my music. I really appreciate that. And new album coming soon.
All right. And let's intro this last track. And thanks so much for stopping by. And good luck with the rest of the residency and everything above and beyond.
Thank you so much for having me. And thanks to everybody for listening.
All right. Cool.
So this new track, it's another one of the influence that I have. This one is on the Latin indie scene.
Okay. Mientras tanto. Am I saying it right?
Mientras tanto, right?
There we go, there we go. Hacia adelante para ir hacia mi centro, mío.